Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Dating Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on, get your bounce on, get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it, you gotta get, come on. Fifth one, fourth one. Come on, sing it.
What's this? I never knew I could be so happy. I never knew.
Think I wanna hit the moon.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Change it, yeah. Can't do it alone. Need some help, y'all.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the World According to Drew. It's Super Bowl Sunday. I tell you, to get you in the spirit of things, we just have to get it going. It is a big day in the world. In the world, it's a great day, and we're going to be right here with you to 10 o'clock, getting everything in order. I tell you, it is actually a beautiful day on this 14th. excuse me, on this 11th day. I tell you, I am just crazy with these days we've been going through, and I appreciate you all. That's right, Super Bowl Sunday. The 49ers of San Francisco versus the Chiefs of Kansas City. Can't get any better than this Super Bowl. Don't get caught not watching. Kansas City making back-to-back trips. San Francisco haven't been here in a while. It's going to be a good one. A bunch of red is in the air. Will it be Patrick Mahomes? Will it be Brock Purdy? Who knows? But you know what? I'm going to play that one more time because I love that theme. It's not long, but I love it. As Howard Cosell would say, it's football time. It's going to be today, 5:30. And I believe CBS has the game. Will it be Patrick Mahomes or Brock Purdy? Hot Vegas. You got to get there, folks. Live updates throughout the day. No excuse. The largest TV audience other than the Olympics is the Super Bowl. That's it. Super Bowl Sunday. The Chiefs and 49ers. There's 20 pages on hand. It is the highest wages. FanDuel. Legal betting. Who would have believed it's gotten to this point? Putting the football pools out of business. Legal betting. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm here with my Studio A this morning. Having a few technical difficulties. No problem. We got it. Take a lick and keep on ticking. Had a beautiful night last night as we celebrated 30 years. A Richardson Plano alumni chapter. And it made me feel good last night. A lot of the guys where we started this journey. Ed Bradley was our first president of the interest group. And then became the first poll mark. Yours truly ended up being the third poll mark. We'll get some people to talk on that a little bit later this morning. But it is Super Bowl. Vice President Harris, she had planned to meet with the community of Arab American community members abruptly postponed. And I guess for safety, a lot's going on. I don't know what to take of this. I think that the former president is stirring up a lot of people, and it's just, you know, America. You know, I am just stuck. I'm going to read the words of America, America the Beautiful, if I'm not mistaken. But it's just so much. This country's in just in a turmoil right now. We don't know which way to go, and we just need somebody somebody to step up and save our country. Because I think about Ray Charles when he sings, "Oh, Beautiful for Heroes Proven and Liberatory Strife." That's one stanza of it. "We're more than self, the country love and mercy more than life. America, America, my goal through my God." We're going to play that a little bit later because we got some issues going on. A lot of issues, and we need to try to fix those things. It really hurts when you have this America, America. And I remember Ray Charles just doing his thing for the American people. So we're going to... sit tight, and we're gonna do some things. So hopefully you sit back and relax. It's Black History Month. Get a little Alicia Keys for you going, and we will make sure it goes right.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven.
Alicia Keys, "Lift Every Voice and Sing." It is Black History Day, Black History Month, Black History Year. You call it, we got it all right here on the World According to Drew. I'm so excited. Got a little late out the gate this morning again. I tell you, Dr. Rodriguez, I think these days are catching up. They're catching up, but you know what? I'm like Timex. I take a licking and I keep on ticking. It is about 41 minutes at the hour, at the top of the hour. We're going to have Dr. Rodriguez. Maybe even bring her on board. But I know she's ready to give us some great things this morning. I tell you, a lot is going on. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu brushed off mounting criticism of plans to enter Rafah. And we're going to watch that. A lot going on. You know, with the largest game, something is going to try to pull the attention of the American people off the Super Bowl, which is the largest single-day event for our nation. Again, the Chiefs and 49ers, let me know who you're selecting today. Don't forget, I think one of the nicest things, you know, most men don't say cute, but the nicest things you can find on TV, too, is the Puppy Bowl. If you get a chance to look at that on the Discovery Channel, they also go run it on TBS, True TV, and, of course, streamed on Cinemax. A Puppy Bowl. But a lot is going on in Vegas. People up and down the street. Takes about 30, 40 minutes to move two blocks on the Strip in Vegas. A lot is going on. Where would you be? And where will you be at kickoff time? Things you need to know about the matchup. We got it here. I know we have a lot of football enthusiasts that are around. Will it be Brock Purdy or Patrick Mahomes? I know there were a lot of distractions from Patrick this week with his father. I hate to bring that in, but, you know, I feel like this. If there is a problem, let's get it fixed. The largest game in America, because it's only one. It's not the NBA Finals. It's not the World Series. None of the other three sports are too big. You have what they call, you have to win four. Now, I know football, for them to recover, would be a lot. So that's why all the emphasis are placed on one game. So Super Bowl, as we used to, and when we didn't know numbers, LV3. So it's going to be there. And for you folks that are not sure what LV3, I'm going to give you an opportunity to look it up. And then we may have some special prizes for you this morning. Might have something for you. Tell us about it. LV3. Good old Roman numerals. Let me give you a hint. L is 50. And you should get the rest. Should get the rest. Good old Roman numerals. Roman numerals. And we'll make a reference. You know, our Cowboys have been one in so long. Just unbelievable. But yeah, let me get back to Patrick Mahomes. I know he could not do anything about what happened with his father, but if there's an issue, you know, and I'm speaking like a dad, son, take care of your daddy. Get him some help. You got money. Now, what we need, too, is for dad to take care of himself as well. Those are things that can be corrected if dad wants to correct them. Again, on the biggest day, man, they have boards. I remember when I came to Dallas, I had no idea what a football board was. A football pool, whatever the case may be, your squares, 100 squares on the board, and you pick it. On the East Coast, they call it a parlay, or just the numbers. But now they have these boards. You know, I might have to print one and make sure to try to see how I would fare up on the board. 0 to 9, across the top, 0 to 9 down. Those numbers in the box, if they end up 0-0, 0-1, 0-2-3, all the way down to the bottom, 99, which is a bad number for somebody to have. Let me count my squares here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think it's 10 all the way across, so that's 0 to 9. So some odd combination, but some people really come off well with the board. I tell you, we call it a parlay back in the day. And I always had a question of Dr. Rodriguez, when you come on, let me know. When people used to run numbers in the neighborhood, I remember the guy used to come around, talk to my grandparents, and some days they said, ooh, we hit it today. I know it's very prevalent on the East Coast. But I never, ever saw the gentleman that came by whether or not he had a board, paper, or something to remember, unless he wrote it down outside. And when the numbers hit, he definitely came back by to make sure that everyone got what they needed. Who would have thought? Here it is. Here it is. February 11th, 2024, Super Bowl Sunday. Dr. Rodriguez, we might even bring her on a little early. It's Super Bowl Sunday. Dr. Rodriguez, if you're ready, just go ahead and press 1. We'll get you on the screen. I'm trying to get old James Brown in here as we speak, singing America. Boy, she is ready. I tell you, she must be getting ready for the Super Bowl. She popped on right quick. Good morning, Dr. Rodriguez. Welcome to the World According to You. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Are you in Las Vegas?
No, I'm in Las Wages. Is that what you asked? Is that what you asked me this morning?
Yeah, it is.
I am not telling where I am. It might incriminate me this morning. It may incriminate me. I'm closer to you than you even imagine. So we're leaving it. I am on planet Earth. Yes, I am.
Okay.
And I'd like to tell you that it's not 8:40 where I'm at. But no, we all good. I tell you, I feel like a Jedi. Good morning again to the Richardson Plato Alumni Chapter of Kappa Psi, celebrating 30 years of an existence. I remember when we started Clubhouse over in far north Dallas, wasn't even quite Richardson. Now, yours truly, I'm going to take credit for this. I don't know if you remember on 635, if you were going east from Preston Road, in order to get on 75, it was a sign that said Richardson Plato. And that's how we got started. 30 years ago. As the old folks said, who would have thunk it? But enough about that. Dr. Rodriguez, how you doing?
I am doing great.
Do you have some Super Bowl remedies? I know, excuse my language for Sunday. You know, they say if something hurt, you put some Vicks ass on it. But we won't put no Vicks ass on it today. What you got for us?
You can put some castor oil on it.
Ooh, I hate castor oil. I think we got it once. But find out that Father John had a little castor oil in it, if I'm not mistaken. Whatever it did, they did what your parents wanted it to do. And I'm going to look up Father John. That was... Yeah, a lot of people don't know about that. And, you know, I'm looking at his Black History Month. Father John had a white dude on the cover.
Yep.
Oh, man. Call it a cough suppressant. He even had some, well, guess where you can buy it, folks. I'm going to let Dr. Rodriguez sum it up in one word. If you can't find that nowhere else, where can you find it?
In your kitchen, in the cupboard.
No, where you order. You know your number one place. You tell me where
Amazon.
I can find it. Amazon. When in doubt, Amazon. And Walmart, of course, folks, Father John. They call it cough medicine. But it seems like we had some elixir. I can't quite remember. It's been a few days, a few hours. Ooh, it's a nasty stuff. Nasty. Coughs and cold. It was a cough suppressant. Oh, I know what the other stuff was. Syrup of black draft. Oh, my goodness. You remember that, Dr. Rodriguez?
Yes, sir.
Draw. It depends on what side of the tracks you were on. Black draw. Black draft.
Black draft, yeah.
Yeah. We. Ooh, Jesus.
I pronounce it just like my grandmother memory. Pronounced. Black draft.
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming up. Black draft is what it is. And it used to, ooh, it worked. Ooh, it worked. Look, ooh, it worked. That's all I got to say. Look, a half a teaspoon. And folks with a syrup of black draft, guess where you can find that too? Amazon.
Is it on Amazon?
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything you can't find on Amazon?
Mm-hmm. I can find almost everything I look for on Amazon.
I'm going to think of something that we used to take. Now, I know you have your subject, but I'm going to play. We got a couple of minutes. We talked about beef stings one time. We used to put bacon fat of white pork bacon, they used to call it. The thick part with a penny, and somebody would chew on some tobacco to pull it out. Did y'all have that too?
Just the tobacco.
Oh, okay. And I know
and somebody
I,
in my family was always chewing some tobacco, so all you had to do was pull it out of their mouth.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It is what it is.
Yeah. They chew tobacco, dip snuff. It was thick
yes.
cups all over the house.
Look, I had some relatives. They wouldn't even get it out of the can. They go ahead and chew a cigar. I guess the cigar I had it all ready for them.
Yeah, I have relatives that chewed the end of them cigars as they were smoking them.
Ooh.
And I love the smell of cigar smoke on a man. It just takes me home.
Okay. All right. I don't smoke, but I better stand next to somebody and walk on in our office. Yeah, but before you get started, do you have any team you're pulling for the Super Bowl?
No, but I'm going to watch the Super Bowl so I can see Usher at halftime, and then I want to see Taylor Swift sitting up in the stands.
Probably frowning that she didn't get asked to be in the Super Bowl.
Well, she's trying to support that little boyfriend she got, so she shouldn't even be in the
Super Bowl. Well, you know, congratulations. She walked out victorious on various things that the last Grammys, I guess it was last weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. The Album of the Year.
Yeah, Album of the Year. That really stirred a lot of folks. It stirred Jay-Z. His wife has won all
yeah,
the Record of the Year and this, but never. And they were showing that list. I'm going to try to find that list of black artists that never won Record of the Year. And, you know, it was people like Aretha. You name it. I mean, I have to find the list. I can't remember. Black artists that has never, ever won Album of the Year. And we're going to get that because I thought that was quite interesting. From Beyonce to Aretha Franklin, Black Art Collins and Sideline. Okay, in fact, despite being the most awarded artist in Grammy history, Beyonce has never won Album of the Year.
She's still working. Maybe she'll get it one day.
Yeah. You think about Stevie Wonder.
He's never had one either?
Let's see. It's saying Stevie. Let me just correct. Say, since the inception of the Grammys in 1957, only 11 black artists have won Album of the Year. Stevie Wonder. Okay. Maybe they were saying black women. I don't know. Because when they say no black, how could Thriller not be number one?
Oh, did that not win?
It won.
Oh, okay.
Inner Visions in 74. Well, they say only one. So if you get Stevie Wonder, Inner Visions, Fulfillingness, Final Finale, so all the songs off the Key of Life were number one. Michael Jackson,
really?
Thriller. Just think about that. Can't Slow Down in 85 by Lionel Richie and Back on the Block by Q. Yeah, there's, and, you know, of course, we have to go with it. Overall, there have been 11 artists that total win the Grammy for the year. Three were women. So, according to this, they probably done cleaned it up. Cleaned it up a little bit. And, again, the question, which black artist? Here's somebody. Album of the year, John Batiste. And who, I don't, do you know him?
But I see Taylor Swift has won, like, what, four times?
Yeah, three or four times.
No, four times.
Okay. Four times. Well, what the
four times.
Look, kind of like Capital One. They ask, what's in your wallet? Well, who doing the voting?
Mm-hmm. Like Stevie Wonder won twice. He won 74 and 75.
Right, right. So we're looking at the same resources. I thought Lauryn Hill was very good.
Me too. Miss Education.
Yeah. Right, right. We're looking at the same resources here. How about the Grammy Emmy? Yeah, Lauryn Hill. You know, and she hadn't done much. She's always late for a concert. I don't know when the next time I'm going to go to a concert of hers. She have not fared well when it comes to concerts.
Mm.
She keeps you waiting and waiting and waiting. And I'm like, oh, my God, we got to go home. But when she does come to the stage, she does entertain you. She feels good. I'll tell you about that. When she got there, she seemed to be enjoying herself. And how the guy say, and that's all I got to say about that. Yeah, so, you know, I never thought, I thought music was the calm to the storm when it came to races. And I thought it was like the place where the rubber met the road, where it didn't matter what you were singing. It was country pop, hip-hop, R&B, whatever the case may have been. But that was the common ground for America or for the world, music. Because a lot of the black music, you see kids dancing with different nationalities. If you go to Instagram, some of those places, you have little kids out there emulating Michael Jackson. I'm just amazed how these kids, you know, just pick up and they're able to do things. But again, Jay-Z said it well. He was pissed. Of course, now that Taylor Swift has won, of course, everybody go out and start buying the album. So that's going to increase sales quite a bit. Her presence at the Super Bowl today is going to be something to watch. I tell you, the streets in this undisclosed lake, undisclosed location. She even moved down the street. It's taken hours. So what do? You try to walk. You have to be very careful. People are grabbing. You know, the element comes with the Super Bowl. I remember my very first one in Tampa. It brought the element to Tampa, and the element could never leave. It came to Dallas, the same thing. And people prey on folks. So those who are walking the streets of Vegas, be very careful. Keep your head on the swivel. You know, don't, maybe put your money in your front pocket. Get your credit card, put your phone down, Everybody taking pictures. Somebody come grab your phone, and what you going to do? Go and call, but they got your phone. Get you some earbuds. Maybe take one or two pictures with a group, but stand around each other and use your earbuds. That's got to be the safest thing. Because some phones do announce when people call. Hopefully with no bill collectors to call today on Super Bowl Sunday. So take a chance. If they, hi, this is so-and-so. Okay. Click. I'm having a ball. We're tired, but we're having a ball. It's 9:02. Dr. Rodriguez, what you got for me?
I got a spice today. It's called cardamom.
All right. How do you spell that?
C-A-R-D-A-M-O-M. Cardamom.
Okay. Well, you going in the spices and stuff, huh? I don't know.
Yeah,
we
can just go in my kitchen
food.
And pick up something, and we could talk about that.
Yeah, look.
So,
just had paprika. Oh, I remember that. Go ahead.
Paprika. And it's for more than garnishing the eggs.
Yeah, that's all I remember.
Now, cardamom is called the queen of the spices, and it belongs in the same spice family as ginger. You can usually find it in India, Sri Lanka, Central America, and it's been used in culinary and traditional medicine practices since ancient times. It has a warming property just like ginger, and cinnamon and nutmeg and cloves, and it enhances both sweet and savory dishes. I use it in savory dishes. I've never used it in anything sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the whole pods feature prominently, let's say you're going out to eat like a curry, you'll see the little pod sitting in a curry or like any meat or rice dish that that's an Indian dish. Now, the ground form is what is used in the desserts, and it says especially pastries and Scandinavian breads. Now, cardamom is one of the most widely used spices, and the seeds found inside the green pods contain essential oils, and they have a range of health benefits. It aids digestion, it helps control blood pressure, and it can even alleviate morning sickness. And additionally, it's pretty rich in antioxidants, and it helps boost the immune system. It can ease inflammation and protect your cells against oxidative stress. And, you know, oxidative stress, that's that imbalance between the free radicals and antitoxins. It can also help your body handle insulin better, and it keeps your blood pressure healthy. Now, I'm going to be saying can help instead of it helps. Now, it can help your digestion. The seeds contain a large amount of that volatile oil, and it's been used medicinally as a digestive aid for years. These volatile oils relieve excessive gas while improving digestive function and provide natural support to the intestine, easing bloating. Oh, you can also chew it and freshen your breath because the seeds contain an oil called cineoil, which is known for its antimicrobial properties. Cineoil kills the unhealthy bacteria that's present in your mouth and on your tongue, and it promotes oral health. It may also help balance your blood sugar. That cardamom powder lowers your blood sugars. And one study, and they were using animals, they fed the animal like a high-fat, high carbohydrate diet, and they put cardamom powder in it, and it showed improvement in blood sugar levels compared to those just like eating a high carb, high fat diet. It also has manganese in it. And manganese does help play a role in managing blood sugar levels. Now, it also may lower your blood pressure. It contains antioxidants that have been linked to lowering blood pressure. It's also known to act as a diuretic. And diuretics help to reduce blood pressure. May help treat bronchitis. It's useful in managing bronchitis and associated symptoms. That's because it's an expectorant, it's an antibacterial, and it's anti-inflammatory properties. It helps loosen the mucus and congestion from the lungs, and it gives relief from bronchitis. It may also improve circulation because it's got that warming, stimulant sensation. It improves circulation and acts as a diaphoretic. It makes you sweat, and it moves the heat out to the peripheral of your body. The essential oil can be used in massage to boost circulation. Can have a protective effect on certain diseases, similar to the effects of cardamom on blood sugars. Supplements have been shown to have protective effects on your serum lipids, glycemic indices, and blood pressure in overweight and obsessive pre-diabetic women. And like I said earlier, it could ease morning sickness. It's been shown to help with morning sickness during pregnancy. And this is due to the essential oil, which is similar to those found in ginger. It may also help treat gastric ulcers. The extracted oils from the cardamom have a positive influence on gastric ulcers. And it's also been found to protect against the pylori, the Helicobacter pylori, and that's the bacteria that's linked to stomach ulcers. And that's it. I have no recipes for it today.
I'm disappointed. I'm up here hungry. I knew it was going to be in some.
No recipes today.
But you know what you say, of course, a lot of things that we could add to our diet that could possibly lower blood pressure. You were saying something else about the cardamom. I know blood sugars. And, you know, you see a lot of, and I'm just being general, not stereotypical, a lot of Indians, you see an obese one, rarely. And they just have a way through their diet to maintain. They do have to use other things, but I know blood pressure is not one of them all the time. But
yeah, they use a lot of seasoning. They use curry leaves and almost everything. And I've started doing that too. And I put cardamom. I usually cook my beans either on Saturday or Sunday for the week.
Uh-huh.
And so I put everything in these beans. And cardamom is supposed to be helping with gas. So that's really good inside your beans.
What, natural gas? You talking about TXU or Atmos gas? Or you talking about
That bean gas?
Everybody gas? Which one?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, thank you so much. Just hang on. Yeah, we're going to have this interactive Super Bowl weekend. I'm telling you, what a moment. But, you know, I always say I'm like Timex. I take a licking and I keep on taking. It's about 11 minutes after the hour 9 Central Time, 7:11 in the Pacific Time. Waiting on everything to happen. Again, I'm in an undisclosed location with my portable studio. I'll be tomorrow. We all got it here. But as always, read your African American newspapers no matter where you are. We'll go through some things that's going on celebrating 197 years of the Black Press, folks. You must do that. Texas Metro News is out here for you. If you don't have the insert, let me give you a couple of numbers to call just to keep everything in perspective. I tell you, I usually have it on top of my head, but my it's a little slow today. You dial 214-941-0110, and I'll give you the website as well. You know, a lot is going on. And the night is still sharp, but I choose not to cut anything right now. You know, old folks said, boy, this knife ain't too sharp. Meaning that, you know, no, I choose not to cut anything right now. But, again, 214-941-0110 if you want to subscribe. And we can get it in Texas Metro News. I'll make sure I get that email. But, again, so much is going on, so little time. You know, Dr. Rodriguez, people may have heard Nike dropped Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Nike dropped Tiger even where he is. You ride him out. Tiger put Nike on the map for golf.
Wow.
And
well, maybe
he's
getting ready to pick up his son.
Well, maybe so. Tiger might be a little pissed. He understands how it works. But I bet you Charlie go with somebody else. It won't be Nike. It won't be Nike. So that's why I think Nike really... Charlie has all the makings of his father, and then you wanted to knock Tiger down. Boy, that's crazy. Come back and bite you on the butt. But celebrating birthdays, let's get a little joyous. I know there's going to be a lot of crying people in about 8-9 hours from now. But Kelly Rowland, Vera Jeanette, Joan Smith, Andrea Massey Allen, Terrence Charles Rogers, Isaiah Mustafa, and Josh White are all Brandy Norwood, D'Angelo Khalid, Nasty C, Jamie Webb, Alexis Roberts MacMillan, and Awandia Rachel. All celebrating birthdays. 34 years. Wow. Kay and Daniel Clayton, 1 year. Mr. and Mrs. Sherrod, S-H-E-A-R-D, Sherrod, 1 year. Congratulations. It's your anniversary. Ooh, 34 years. Congratulations within itself. Some of the business spotlights we have today is, of course, Dr. Frederick Douglass Haynes III of Friendship West Baptist Church, and also Operation Push director, telling us to buy black. Buy black. The business spotlight is My Greek Boutique. My Greek Boutique offers custom and exclusive apparel. Over 95% of the designs featured are original. She doesn't believe in copying designs that have already been produced by her fellow creators. Instead, she continues to think outside the box and create items or designs that are exclusive to My Greek Boutique. My Greek Boutique is licensed for the Divine Nine, Greek sororities and fraternities. You can visit her website or shop at https://www.mygreekboutique.co. And you can beautiful, beautiful. As soon as you get on the website, you look at HBCU Educated.
Really?
Yeah. And they're looking at the Divine Nine. They talk about the solidarity. My Greek boutique, educated. I might need to get one. And you know, it's the popularity has been there when we didn't have a choice. To go to places. You know, most of our pastors growing up, somebody, our teachers, they could only go to Jarvis, only go to Texas College, Paul Quinn, Houston Tillerson, TSU, Southern University, Grambling, going state by state, Alabama A&M, Mississippi Valley, Alcorn, Alabama State, Tuskegee, all of those schools. In Atlanta, you have Morris Brown. I call that first because I grew up in the AME church. Spelman, Morehouse. It used to be Clark and Atlanta University. Now they're called Clark Atlanta University. The AU, Atlanta University, was only a master's program. A lot of people didn't know that, and then they joined forces with Clark, and now it's called Clark Atlanta University. And I'm getting ready to roll it down. But again, folks, you can go to mygreekboutique.co, not .com. Leave the M off, and then you'll see it. Very nice. I need to look at some more of the, look at the fraternity selection.
Hmm.
It looked like she sold out on a lot of things. All right, got a nice 1911 shirt. Well, you Capitals out there, not bad, $65. Sweatshirts, 1911, HBCU educated. Found my shirt. Good old red and white. Okay. Young men looking good. And you know, I'm not going to be leaving others out. I look at the alphas. Oh, no, I'm excited about my brothers of the Divine Nine. Yes, I am. Very nice. The designs are basically the same. This is in black and gold. They were the first fraternity. And they felt the first one, P-H-I-R-S-T. Can you see people looking at it like trying to pronounce it first? But, yes, I will give them their props. Give them their props. Dr. Rodriguez, I need to ask you, I know you got a remedy for everything.
Uh-oh.
The base of a person that you know, foot, is really hurting. Do you think it may have been? I know it could be a fallen arch. I don't know. It ain't good when you can't walk when you need to walk where you're going.
Did you soak it in some Epsom salt?
I need to get some Epsom salt. I better do that today because it's about 7 o'clock in Pacific time. We got some time to do some things. I will do that. Some Vicks out.
Some Vicks out? No, you better put a little castor oil with some cayenne pepper in it.
What? You might have some people think you're brewing something, Scott.
So how much are the Super Bowl this year?
Huh?
How much are tickets to the Super Bowl this year?
Oh, I sound like Master P. Some of the cheapest tickets are going at six.
600?
I'm telling you, like my math teacher said, you 1-0 off.
Oh, okay.
Now, some people do have some connections. Yeah. But the cheapest at six. Some of them are going as high as, depending on where you sit.
So it's just that, right? Is for one ticket? Or is that one like for maybe one ticket? Okay.
One ticket.
Wow, okay.
You have to see Usher. A lot of people say, well, you know, they don't get paid for the Super Bowl, right?
They don't?
No. That the largest audience in the world will see the performer at halftime. And if nothing else, that'll get you more attention, more notoriety than before.
He's got that new album out and that single, so I guess that'll help him as long as he sings it.
Yeah, okay. He's going to throw it out there if he's a smart guy.
Is he still in residence out in Las Vegas?
His tour ended. So
oh, it did?
I know he was a resident while, in, you know, having the tour. Yeah, so... Raymond Usher, or is it Usher Raymond? Remember, that was a great debate. Usher Raymond. He's an American singer, songwriter, and dancer. And guess where he was born?
Where was he born?
Dallas, Texas.
Oh, really? What hospital?
Looking at his age, look, we can determine that. He was born in 1978. Parkland. Nah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It could be St. Paul. It just depends.
Yeah.
Yeah, his parents. Let me see. He's the fourth. All right, like my son. His dad was Usher Raymond III. And Jonata Patton. Let me see. They just don't know how. Oh, she's not a bad looking lady. That's Mama. Then, you know, we always put a different twist. And I'm going to ask you. I'm just looking, and then I'll comment. The people who help you in church are called what?
Ushers.
Okay, very, very good. You know, I mean, when I moved out here, I was part of the ushers, but that Texas twang made it Usher. You probably Usher born. So I was Usher, and I had to speak back in my home church, and I just tell them, and say, oh, it's good to be an usher, and they look, and what are you saying there? Because in Texas, I'm a So that was a little inside joke there. But, yeah, Miss Patton, she's a business owner. Yeah, she talks about film ventures. She really supported her son. He looks like her. I mean, wow, Jonata Patton. Who would have thunk it? She's 66 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that puts her, what, by the class of 75? 74?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Somewhere around there, 75, 70, 74 to 75.
Mm-hmm.
And,
He has his residency, but his residency is from October to December.
And that's as long as his show was. And I think for tax purposes, they do that. Being
in October
a resident
of this year.
Oh, he still got it.
Mm-hmm,
maybe
he still
had
got
to
it.
Re-up.
He's getting ready to go on. They said he's going to perform in France. Yeah. But, yeah, they said he'll be back on October the 11th. Because I was trying to see how much the tickets are. I think the tickets start at $400 and go up.
Yeah. Look, that's where they start. And
you'll
probably be holding the light up in the stadium, auditorium at $400. But I tell you, over the years, I have seen some outstanding entertainment. Fortunate enough to see Michael Jackson in the Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney Houston in Tampa. Beyonce in New Orleans. That was absolutely wonderful to see those individuals and at the highest stage. That I tell you, it makes you wonder. You know, these people now, $6,000 just, I guess, the whole of life is up. But, you know, have a little connection there. Did you know every football player gets a ticket to the Super Bowl?
Just then
they
one.
Get two tickets. The ones that did not make it.
Oh, okay.
Just the other night alone, they had the NFL Awards. And the man of the year was Cameron Haywood. The place was Pittsburgh. His father was a former NFL player. His dad's name was Ironhead Haywood. Big, oversized running back that if you wanted to tackle him, you were making career decisions. How about that? Either he rolled me over or I be rolled over. Either or. Sound like the same to me. But his son won. And Prince Harry presented the award. And all
really?
I could say,
wow.
Off. And you know Harry and them going through some things. Charles, what do we call him now? We don't call him Prince Charles. King Charles?
He's King Charles.
Having some scares with, is it prostate or some type of cancer he's having?
Mm-hmm. He got cancer.
Mm-hmm. So you know he's going to get the best of the best there in London or either Wales or England. How
mm-hmm.
they or London, excuse me, Wales or London. So it's going to be quite interesting. I'm going to go back. I'm looking at, you know, I talked about Super Bowl. I can remember that way. Super Bowl halftimes. Now, I remember when Prince was down in Miami, our band, Florida A&M, had an opportunity to play. And he played Purple Rain, and guess what he was doing in Miami?
What?
It was raining.
It was raining here.
Okay. Make sure you have your galoshes.
Yeah.
Let's see, over the years, they say in the best 15 Super Bowl halftimes, they're ranked. Of course, they got Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band in 2009. Dr. Dre, Snoop, Mary J. That was in Los Angeles last year. Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
Bruno Mars in 14. The Rolling Stones in 06. Madonna in 12, Janet Jackson and Timberlake in 04, Katy Perry in 15, Britney Spears, Aerospace, 2001. Now, that was the top 15. Now, you can't tell me the idea of Michael Jackson flying in like that. You know it wasn't him. They ain't going to take that risk. Oh, now I remember that. I think they were in Houston when they had them uniform malfunction where Justin Poole, Janet, and her body was revealed. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Rock Your Body. And let me read the question and a quote. Before most viewers knew what was going on, the former boy bander ripped away her bustier. How you say bustier? Bustier?
Mm-hmm.
And revealing her breast for a second. I thought a bustier, but how do you pronounce it? I'm sorry.
It is a bustier.
Revealing her breasts for a mere second. The most memorable moment of this performance may have just come after it was all over.
Wardrobe
malfunction. But Prince had some good ones. Oh, my God. He you know, if I was within 200 miles, wherever Prince may have been, I would go. I would go. That's how much I enjoyed his musicianship. And when he died, Dr. Rodriguez, my buddies, my closest friends growing up, well, they all called. Man, we send our condolences. I said, y'all act like I was family. He said, man, I just slapped them skins a little bit. I'm a little rusty. But a lot of people don't know I play drums. I just slap them a little bit. But I just always thought that was, Prince was it. Kind of grew up with him. Loved his music. His music was definitely in the rotation during my days at FAMU. I'll leave it at that. I'll let you wonder on one. Welcome to the world according to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum live from Studio A. It's Super Bowl Sunday, y'all. Dr. Rodriguez has given us the tip of the, let me see, I got to find it again. But you go ahead and tell it. Cardamom.
Cardamom.
We talked about everything. Cardamom, surfing, black draft. We can talk it all. All those with the Super Bowl party today, go ahead by tomorrow or later tonight, clean yourself out. That's how the old folks say, clean yourself out. We can get you some surfing, black draft, and I bet you it works. I will admit every nickel in my pocket right now. Ooh, Lord, thank you. I only have two nickels in my pocket right now. I bet you every nickel I got that we all need to clean up tomorrow, and that's a nice way of putting it. But Dr. Rodriguez, let me finish this part. You know, we got everything on the e-blast. We're just so excited. We talked about the birthdays, talking about the, what is this over here? Anniversaries. On this day in history of journalists, Ruth Carroll Taylor became the first African-American airline flight attendant in the United States when she joined Mohawk Air in 1958. She is most commonly known for her achievement on the airline industry. She spent much of her career as an activist for minority and women's rights. That's Ms. Ruth Carroll Taylor, your Black History Moment. This day in history, wow. Wow, wow, wow. And again, you can get all these things if you dial 214-941-0110. It will give you an opportunity. Don't forget, you can go one-on-one with Cheryl Smith. You can subscribe to the Text Messenger News. And I apologize. I've actually cleaned the office up. I call it cleaned it up. I don't have the particular paper with me right now. So much is going on, so little time to talk about. We have some subscribers that are here all the time supporting. And you can get these daily e-blasts. You can go, you can look at things, www.TexasMetroNews.com. And if you go to the website, you can click on and see the publications that are going on. A lot of books that are going on. Mocha Cosmetics advertising. Been with us forever. And she, Dr. Rodriguez was a student of mine. She was a respiratory student when I was teaching respiratory therapy. I had a couple of classes doing it, practicums, anatomy, physiology, calculations. I guess that was teaching it all. But a lot is going on. So I'm just so excited, folks. It's, again, 9:37, 37 minutes after the hour, I like to say, just on all time zones. And we're just so excited. I tell you, I have something I want to play, and then we're going to get in our Black History moment, some things, but let me play this for you. Charles, of course, it's Black History Month, and we are just so delighted. Last week, we stopped Dr. Rodriguez at as the kids say, don't get it twisted. Rosa Parks got all the credit, but it was a young girl that actually sat on the bus and refused to get off the bus, but they didn't make much of it because she was very young, and they figured if they wanted this to stand, they needed somebody who was a little older. And I'll get the name. Who was the first to sit? Or should I say to stay on the bus? in Montgomery.
They said she wasn't easy to control and that she was kind of militant, and they didn't need her as the face of this movement.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can find her name for
you. Oh, I have it. It's Claudette Colvin. But she was just young. Yeah, and you had to be a little militant. There was a lot of hostility in the air during the 50s. But again, the woman who refused to give up her seat 9 months before Rosa Parks, it was a spring afternoon in 1955 when this teenager spontaneously act of defiance changed U.S. history. They actually reacted with Rosa Parks because this was a 16-year-old lady. 16-year-old lady. I don't know. As of 2021, she was living in Birmingham, Alabama. And she had planned to move to Dallas to live with her family in October of that year. She has five children, and they still, I'm thinking the way they're writing this, and this, today is 2024, I will read it as printed and don't try to paraphrase it. Again, in 2021, Claudette Colvin was living in Birmingham, Alabama. However, she planned to move to Texas to live with her family in October of that year. She has five children and six grandkids and is a retired nurse aide at the age of 16. Now, when we talk about Black history, we always talk about, excuse me, Rosa Parks, but Claudette Colvin is the name we remember, folks. Also a pioneer refusing to get out of her seat on the bus there in Montgomery, Alabama. In 1957, in September of that year, Central High School, Little Rock, Arkansas. And I can tell you all, I have been to all of these cities because I think I should have been a historian. I love my history, love my culture. It is absolutely the best. And how can you know where you're going? I say this time and time again. How can you know where you're going when you don't know where you've been? And that's how I feel about these states that are taking these Black history books off the shelves. They don't want to know or want their kids to know the contributions we've made as African Americans to this country. They enjoy those nice cotton shirts. Well, before it become cotton shirts, cotton had to be picked. We had cotton gins. Brothers got upset because their fingers were bleeding. So they come up with devices on how to pick the cotton. See, we were no dummies. Now, some people take it to the wrong degree. Now, get like we're in church. Sister Rodriguez. They taking the wrong idea. You got to work smarter, not harder. Some rather not work at all to get paid. But no, you got to work. You got to keep it going. So in Little Rock, wouldn't admit the kids in the school. So the kids got federal government, the military protection to walk in Central High School. And I tell you, if you're living in the Dallas area or anywhere in this country, go to Little Rock. Go to Central High School. There's a nice museum that's capturing every piece of history associated with Central High School right there in Little Rock, Arkansas. I beg you, if you want to know your culture, go to these places. I have this sixth sense. I've had it for a while, where I could just sit and just think about what transpired. You may call me psychic, but I am so in tune with history, you would not believe. I can just go and just feel. Think about, my mind would go and think about what those individuals went through at that particular time. And that was in 1956. I wasn't even a gleam in my parents' eye then. 1956-57. Then we had the sit-in movements. Started with the SNCC, Student National, you know what, I figured when I started, I'm trying to recall it. Student Violent Coordinating Committee. They're in Greensboro, North Carolina, no, Greensboro, so, excuse me, South Carolina started at A&T, and actually it's North Carolina, I apologize, where they set it at a Walgreens, not Walgreens, Woolworth, that's what it was. It was Woolworth. It used to be Walgreens and Woolworth together. And sat at a counter, again, in Greensboro, North Carolina. It was not called North Carolina A&T. It was just called, at that time, what was it? Oh, Lordy. It was Agricultural and Technical College in Greensboro. And they sat down and refused to move. That started the movement. A little bit later, sit-ins were very popular with our African-American colleges. And let me go back. I would be remiss because I had a pioneer in my family. My mom and students at Florida A&M in 1956, somewhere around there. Same time, of course, the Montgomery bus boycott got the most attention. And they went to jail. And I'll never forget my grandmother telling my mom, if you go to jail one more time, we're going to let you sit in there. Because, you know, parents were afraid of what was going on, how they were shooting, killing, torturing our students. Most of them had a non-violent approach. So understand that you can read about the Tallahassee boycott. There are more things, and I should add that to my arsenal here. Let me just... Tallahassee bus boycott. There were boycotts everywhere during that time. What happened with the Tallahassee boycott? A boycott, African-Americans, Tallahassee boycotted the system for nearly 7 months after the arrest of two Florida A&M University students were sitting beside a white woman. During the boycott, African-Americans in Tallahassee used carpools to get to and from work and for other necessary transportation. A lot of people did not know. Again, they boycotted, not just for a day, not for a week. They boycotted for 7 months. And when I found that out, and when I got on that bus, I don't know if I have this sixth sense about me, I can almost feel and reenact and just get in tune on what happened during those. That's how involved I am with history, especially black history. I felt the same thing when I went to Central High School in Little Rock, of the National Guard, you know, bringing the kids to school, keeping the other people away. Now, believe it or not, Jerry Jones was on a picture and with them chastising an African American during his days at Arkansas, and they were just looking around, you know. So the culture has changed. Some of the mindsets are still the same, but a lot is going on. But yes, Tallahassee bus boycott for 7 months, from May 28, 1956, to December 22nd of 1956, Tallahassee bus boycott. All right, then you had the Core and Freedom Riots in 1961. A lot of that was going on during our time of black history. These are dates and times I'm just trying to get you to go and you read yourself. Immigration at Ole Miss. Ole Miss was in the good old state of Mississippi, and we wasn't gonna mix nobody with our folks down in Mississippi. September 1962. Then the bombing of the six little girls in Birmingham, Alabama, 16th Street Baptist Church, 1963. If you ever go to Birmingham, and when we close this out, I will give you some places that we need to go. You can start out with your African-American museums in your prospective communities. But if you ever get a chance, let me give you a quick list. Go to the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee. Go to Civil Rights Museum there in Birmingham across the street from the 16th Street Baptist Church, where Fred Shuttlesworth, one of the prominent pastors that went around with Dr. King, there's a statue right there. You can go to King's House there in Atlanta. They have a Civil Rights Museum right behind it. There's so many places. You can go up and down the Eastern Seaboard. There's so many places that we need to visit. And then after the church was bombed in 1963, talked about that at various places last month for Dr. King Day. Just a march on Washington. Ever look at the film and hear the voice in the back saying, "Martin, tell them about the dream. Tell them about the dream." That was none other than Mahalia Jackson. Folks, there were so many things going on during the march in Washington. But that's where King, when he had his dream, he told the people that were in attendance. And that's how it came to be. Then the Civil Rights Act of 1964 started being worked on. You have to remember the King and the parishioners got with Lyndon Baines Johnson, LBJ. Remember that in 63, John F. Kennedy was assassinated, and they were trying, it was basically racial rights that were trying to be put together in LBJ. He met with LBJ as vice president, and they were trying to do some things in Tampa. My father at the time was working for Tampa Electric Company. And, and this particular one was a power plant. And I'll never forget my dad saying when he moved up within the ranks of the electric company, being the engineer of certain areas, that someone tried to sabotage his works where they did not have cooling water over this particular valve, that it was ash. If something get hot, you know it gets dark. And it could have killed everyone at the plant. They discovered it, cooled it down, and they had no other choice but to fire the guy that tried to sabotage my dad. So if you wonder where I got the passion from, I got it from my dad. And let's not be remiss that I can tell you this. The first black nurse practitioner in the state of Florida was my mother. So history, you talking about black history, I've lived it. I've had pioneers in my family. So that's why I have passion. And I want you to have the passion as well to continue to study what black history, not just this month, but every month, and see the great contributions that we have made to this country. Second to none. And we'll continue next week. We'll talk about the Freedom Summer and the Mississippi Burning, 1964, and we'll bring you up to the current day. Dr. Rodriguez, we thank you so much for what you've done today and provided us with that tidbit. I have to go out and get me some cardamom. Get some cardamom and talk about the uses and side effects. You can go and Google it. Of course, she says it's, you can find it on Amazon. You can probably find that in your common stores too. Probably the Eastern stores where a lot of our brothers and sisters from the Far East have come over and created, and you can find those spices as well. As we close things down, read, folks. There's so much history. History right here in the state of Texas. History in your back neighborhoods. I just so excited when we talk about Black history. And I get upset when I think about what the state of Texas is doing or what the state of Florida is trying to do, take these books out of the classroom. I will stand on this, and this will be my word forever. How do you know where you've gone when you don't know where you've been? How do you erase history? Are you trying to let your kids know that we have created and we have manufactured things that have helped this country? You don't want them to know? Is that why? But some of your kids are being very smart and trying to find the history themselves. You forgot they have their cell phones. May not have the books, but they look up everything. So next week, we're going to finish it out. We'll not finish it out. Continue as we go. On behalf of Cheryl Smith, Dr. Rodriguez, everyone else that have participated over time, we thank you so much. Enjoy your Black history, because you know what? We always want the history and not his story. Be good, be Black, and we'll always be back. I'm out. And as I always say, you know what? There's a little place in Tallahassee I'm so proud to be a part of. And I tell you, it goes like this. See you next week. I'm going to go to the hospital.